Hello, everybody in Blind Cool Tech Land. My name is Monty. I am in Southern California, about 60 miles north of Los Angeles, or thereabouts. And today, I am doing this podcast, which is, by the way, the second one that I've done for Blind Cool Tech. I did one regarding 9/11 way back in, I think it was 2006. Today, I'm here to talk about video on demand and wondering whether there is any way at all for blind people to access video on demand. I'm assuming there is not. However, I figured I would discuss the issue here on Blind Cool Tech and see what people had to say about it, or otherwise may have thoughts about it. I recently got digital cable, which I absolutely love, through my cable provider, which happens to be Roadrunner here in Southern California. And one of the perks that you get with digital cable is on demand. Some content is free, video on demand. Some content is free and others you pay to access. And I got to thinking, playing with on demand would be rather cool. However, in order for me to play with on demand and the selections offered within, I have to bring somebody into my room where the TV is. And I gotta go to the on-demand channel and hit the proper buttons and go, okay, where am I? And what's available? And have I selected what I wanted to select? You know. But using on-demand isn't really all that different from using a computer. I mean, effectively, that's what you're doing. You're basically manipulating a mini computer and telling it what you want to watch and selecting choices, you know, basically navigating menus, something that we do every day on the computer, pretty much. So, I wonder, two questions. A, is there any way for a blind person to access video on demand services? And B, if there is not, why not? Couldn't there be some sort of, screen reader for digital cable boxes? or even maybe some website where you could, put the serial number of your digital cable box in and basically make the selections from the internet through your cable provider? That would seem to me to be a viable way to do it if you can't do it directly from the box. But even directly doing it from the box, I would think, would be feasible if there was like a mode that you could put the box in. It obviously wouldn't want to be this way by default because mostly sighted people are going to be accessing this. But if there was a way that you could put the box into a mode where it would have built-in speaking menus of some sort, or a way that you could connect your digital box to your computer and then maybe run a piece of software that would interface to your digital box in some way and be able to give you the same results so that you could know exactly what you're selecting on your digital box without needing any help. Because there's quite a selection of stuff on demand. Certainly with my cable company there is. You can get music on demand. They have music videos on demand. They have news selections on demand. Obviously movies. Even some of the recent TV shows are available on demand. And should a blind person want to watch some of this selection on demand is making available, we should be able to. And we should be able to make the selections without a sighted person. I mean, it's basically technology. If we can use a computer, we ought to be able to use a digital box, digital cable box. And the selections offered from the on-demand selections from our cable company. So I wonder, like I said, are there any ways of offering blind people access to on-demand content from their cable company? And if there aren't, could there be? And could we put a screen reader into a digital cable box? Or might there be some way to do it by the internet, where you would log into your cable company's website with your username and password? Because chances are, not in all cases, but in many, chances are you have internet through the same company that you're getting your TV through. So in those instances, it would be trivial, I would think, to log in and put, you know, have a list of selections that are currently available, and maybe put the serial number of your digital box into the website and say, I want to watch this. And so then all you do is, you know, put your digital box on the on-demand channel and then let your cable company do the rest of the work once you select from on the website what you want to see. So technically, I would think it would already be feasible for blind users to watch on-demand content. But the question is there anything out there that allows that currently? And if not, how could we go about making such tools available? Because on-demand is very nice. I like it. But I hate having to have someone come in here every time I want to play with on-demand or watch a selection on-demand, be that a piece of music video or a bit of news or a recent TV show or even a premium movie. You know, if I want to watch a newly released movie that I would pay to order and watch, I should be able to do that myself. Thoughts welcome on this. I'd be curious to see what your thoughts are. I'm totally out of my mind for wanting to see an on-demand, mostly visual thing, video on-demand, be accessible to the blind. Well, then feel free to say so. If not, feel free to agree with me or whatever. But I wanted to make my thoughts known about on-demand and video on-demand and how it should somehow be able to be made accessible to blind and visually impaired folks, especially blind folks that can't even see their television screen at all, to read the menus coming out of their digital cable boxes. If you want to contact me to let me know your thoughts on my rant here, it is you can contact me at Monty, that's Monty, at KD6CAE.net. That's Monty, Mike Oscar November Tango Yankee, Monty, at KD6CAE.net, like Kilo Delta 6 Charlie Alpha Echo.net. You can reach me there, Monty at KD6CAE.net. You can also call me on Skype. My user ID there is KD6CAE, like Kilo Delta 6 Charlie Alpha Echo. So thoughts welcome. I would love to hear anyone's thoughts regarding video on demand and if it should be made accessible to the blind. Being that it's nothing more than a computer, I say it should be. That's all from here on this, my second ever Blind Cool Tech submission. Have a good day, everybody.